Good evening, everyone. My name is Ramsin Arayam. As you can tell, I don't look Australian, but I've been living there for 20 years of my life. So I was born in Iraq. I was born into an Assyrian East Orthodox family. So basically at the age of around seven and eight, my family left Iraq. They left Iraq to fight for a better life, for their children. Because living there, basically there's no future for, at that time where there was no future for their kids. So they decided to leave Iraq. We went through Turkey. We were in Turkey for 2 years. And once we go in Turkey, I guess I stayed there for 2 years, went to school, learned the language, and it was either going to be America or Australia. So it depended on whichever country was going to accept us in. So we ended up coming to Australia, and Australia is the country where pretty much I grew up, my childhood was, and Australia is the country where I got saved. So I got saved in March 2012. My friend started attending an old IFB church, and he basically started going there through another friend who invited him. And he started going there, and when he went there, the preaching was about Babylon, about King Nebuchadnezzar and so forth. And him being Chaldean, that sort of lifted him up. Well, these guys, it's in church, they're preaching about Babylon, and I'm Chaldean, how are they talking about this? And so that's when they're opening the Bible, preaching from the Bible, that interested him. And then he started coming to me and said, hey, bro, did you see this in the Bible? It talks about Babylon, talks about Chaldeans, and talks about Assyria. And through a couple of weeks of him trying to convince me, I finally went. And so when I went to church, and in the Bible, as the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so I wasn't used to that, really. I was used to going to church every Sunday. So basically, if you've ever been to an Orthodox church, it's you go every week, it's the same prayer, the same songs. You get up, you sit down, you do the crosses, and then you go take the sacraments. So that's basically Assyrian East Orthodox Church. Everything's the same every week. Nothing changes. So when I went to this church, they would say, well, turn to Book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 2. This is all new to me. I was like, wow, this is actually in the Bible. So I started going for about a couple of weeks, when I got saved, they were preaching the gospel. So I got saved at home after hearing the gospel. And when I was in bed thinking, you know what, I don't want to go to hell forever. So it was at night in March is when I called upon the name of the Lord. So basically after I got saved, you know, I had a desire for the Lord. I got discipled. They were teaching me, training me. But really none of that helped me in going out soul winning. So I was used to going out, handing out tracts, you know, once a month. Go out, do letterboxing once a month. So that's when I stumbled across the video of Pastor Anderson's basic soul winning video. So that helped me sort of kickstart going out soul winning. Going out door knocking. So that was the basic thing, helped me going out. And it was just by myself. There was nobody else. I had to get a couple of my friends going out door knocking. So based on that video is that what started me going. And then went door knocking as learned the ropes slowly by experience. So as the more preaching I listen, the more it helped me grow in the word of God through the preaching. Pretty much of it was here from Faithful Word. So now, as a Christian, what I want to do, this is my prayer unto the Lord, you know, in Australia. I never want to quit. I always want to go soul winning all the days of my life and to run the race that is set before me with patience, looking unto Jesus, my Lord and my God. So if I can, you know, encourage you, keep going, never quit. I never want to quit. And please pray for Australia. This is my goal, to be in Australia and do the work of the Lord. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the week. Thank you and God bless.